This is Movies for the Blind, episode 298, Holiday, part 3 of 3.
Don't you think we should decide whether or not it is really nothing?
Hi, and welcome to Movies for the Blind, where you can enjoy films without looking at a screen. I'm Valerie Hunter, and I'd lost my voice Sunday, and now it's back. We're approaching the end of our Holiday, which I've mentioned was remade several years later with Katharine Hepburn and Cary Grant. One person reprised his role in that remake, the man playing Linda's witty friend, Nick Potter, an actor longtime listeners here will remember well. Edward Everett Horton was also the star of MFTB episode 1, Ask Dad, as well as Lonely Wives in episodes 198 and 199. He was also an officious angel in Here Comes Mr. Jordan, episodes 14 to 16. It's not too surprising that he's turned up so much. He never had a long-term contract with a particular studio, so was free to roam around from movie to movie. He said himself, quote, "I have my own little kingdom. I do the scavenger parts no one else wants, and I get well paid for it. It's not that I need the money, it's simply that I like money. Lots of it." He did put that money to some use. He had an extensive and valuable antique collection, and with his brother, George, he owned a huge estate where some of his family members would live, including his elderly mother. Put in the context of this film, then, Horton had the relentless desire for money the already rich father, Edward Seton, has, but also enjoyed the freedom of his character, Nick. A freedom his friend Linda Seton desires, and her sister's fiancé, Johnny Case, wants too, now he's made some money in wise investments. But the father wants him to take a new job to make even more money, and the prospective bride, Julia, is hoping Johnny will see sense, eventually. Meanwhile, Johnny and Linda are struggling with their obvious kinship and attraction. There's a lot to resolve in this conclusion of Holiday. Later, a procession walks down the aisle of the cathedral for the wedding rehearsal. More than 12 people walk ahead of Julia and her father, all in street clothes. When the party gets to the front, they go to one side or another. Nick adjusts his coat and leans on a railing, and Linda stands beside him. Johnny stands beside the pastor as everyone watches the bride and her father reach the front. Seton is best man. Laura waves and looks around.
There, that seems to be all right.
Well, it's about time.
But Julia, I do wish you wouldn't rehearse. It's not...
Oh, I'm not a bit superstitious, and besides, I want it to be right.
She turns to the pastor.
Don't you think that was much too slow? It seems to me we should try it again. Don't you think so, Seton?
Oh, yes, dear. The ceremony should be perfect.
I'm sure it will be.
Just tell the organist to play slightly faster.
Will you play the wedding march just a little faster, please?
Very well.
And, Doctor, don't you think that we need more rehearsal?
Well, it seems all right to me.
Seton and I are glad to rehearse.
Well, it's Johnny and Julia that are getting married.
Doctor, don't you think we should rehearse the part of a ceremony where Seton, as best man, gives the ring to Johnny? That's generally very awkward.
If you like.
I stand there.
And I say...
Now, Doctor, show Mr. Case what he does with the ring.
When I ask for the ring, Mr. Crammell places it upon the book. I then proceed to the altar, followed by the bride and groom. At the altar, I bless the ring, turn, and give it to the groom, who will place it upon the bride's finger, holding it there, while he repeats after me, "With this ring, I thee wed. In the name of the Father..."
But, Doctor, don't you think the other way is preferable?
But, Mrs. Cram, this is the correct way.
But surely, Doctor, Seton and I were married in a correct fashion. And I remember distinctly that the minister gave the ring to Seton, who in turn gave it to me, who in turn gave it to the best man... It was George Atterbury. You remember.
Whatever happened to George? I haven't heard of him.
He, in turn, gave it to the clergyman.
But, my dear Mrs. Cram, you insisted upon that procedure.
And you remember at the time, we went into the beautiful symbolic value of that circle.
But that's all founded upon a misunderstanding.
Go ahead, Doctor. Let's not get too involved.
Johnny and Julia glance at each other.
Well, of course you know best. What is the ring to you?
I have it. Nick Potter has it.
But Seton should have it.
Do you think it's wise for him to have it before the actual ceremony, I mean? Think of the temptation it may lead him into. I remember when I was
we'll
a kid about 14.
We'll rehearse the ring business privately.
Splendid.
With Susan behind him, Nick whispers to Linda.
Now,
and all three laugh quietly.
I must be going.
All right, we won't need you. Or Johnny or Julia either. Just the ushers and bridesmaids. Now suppose we all go back to the vestry.
Bride, groom, and father get away.
Will you speak to the organist, Doctor?
Certainly, Mrs. Graham.
Now, Laura, you're sure that we start on the left foot?
Yes, the left foot.
And you're positive that you want us to go way down to the end of that aisle again?
Nick, please.
In a side room.
You know, Laura has the most delightful way of making one feel absolutely unnecessary.
That's all she means, all right.
I'll see you folks at the house later.
Yes,
I'll have him there, Father.
Your affiliation with Pritchard Ames should be announced now while you're in the papers.
But Mr. Speaker,
we'll talk it over at the house, Father.
Linda enters behind them.
I can't wait now.
He walks off.
But I'm not going with Pritchard Ames. I told your father that yesterday at luncheon.
But I think Father and Seaton have it all arranged. Don't you see, dear, how simple everything will be for us? Won't it, Linda? Perfectly simple, as long as you do as you're told. But that isn't true. That isn't true at all.
What is, then?
Father is being splendid to us. He's always splendid when he's having his own way.
Well, I doubt if he could always have his own way, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, Johnny, will you quit bickering over nothing?
Don't you think we should decide whether or not it is really nothing?
Linda steps away.
But try it. Just 2 or 3 years.
We must be clear about this before we get in any deeper.
Johnny.
Well, we can't just go on sliding forever.
What is it you want?
I want time to think.
You may have anything you wish, only let's not talk about it anymore.
All right. I'll take you home now.
And when you get there, don't further antagonize my father.
But, Julia, feeling as I do, I can't just sit and listen to him.
Well, then, it's better that you don't come to the house at all tonight.
Oh, all right. I'll just take you home.
You needn't bother. I'll go with Laura and Seaton.
I'll call you up tomorrow. Good night.
Johnny leaves, and Julia watches him briefly. She steps toward a doorway, and Linda meets her.
Oh, Julia, why don't you try to see it Johnny's way? Because I know mine is the right way. He'll come around.
Are you sure he'll come around, Julia? Are you sure he'll come around?
The Potters arrive.
I couldn't stand Laura another second.
Let Johnny and me work out our own problems.
Julia smiles a little.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.
Then leaves for Laura and Seaton. Nick goes to Linda and sees her forlorn expression.
Girl bites sister in fashionable church. And no wonder, Linda. I give you my word, if I had to walk down that aisle once more, I would never speak to Susan again. Oh, please, leave us leave this place in our heated barouche. That's
Come
the girl.
On,
they leave as Nick grabs a hat. Soon after, in the back of a car...
Nick, you don't know that man.
Nick and Susan nod to each other.
Oh, wouldn't you think she'd know by now that men like Johnny don't grow on every bush?
Did you see the things you like in him? Just the things she can't stand, Linda. And the fate you say he'll save her from is the one fate in this whole world she wants.
I don't believe it. Even so, she loves him. And there's been a break. And wouldn't you think she'd be woman enough to at least hang on?
Oh, I don't know. There's one woman I know who isn't woman enough to grab.
Linda turns to the window and stares out of it.
We're sorry, Linda. Really, we are.
Oh, you're not sorry. What's the matter with me?
Linda, I could shake you.
I wish you would. I wish somebody wouldn't till there wasn't anything left to shake.
And there's nothing to be done about it?
If they'd only listen to me. I've got to make them listen.
Yes. It would be a pity to deprive your father of the pleasure of easing Johnny into society. Can't you see it in the paper? Mr. and Mrs. John Sebastian Case have closed their 64th Street house and gone to Coney Island for the hunting.
Linda laughs.
Mrs. Case will be remembered, of course, as the former Julia Seaton of Seaton Freddy.
In daytime, Linda stands by a car and driver, looking at a card. Tucking it in her purse, she walks around the back of the car to a sidewalk and approaches steps to an apartment building. Inside, Johnny packs a suitcase. Linda walks down a dark hallway and stops at a door, then pushes a button.
Come in, Sam.
Your mind-reading act is terrible.
Smoking a pipe, he looks up.
Well,
then goes to the door and opens it.
Oh, for the love of Pete, Linda.
May I come in?
There's no one I'd rather see.
She smiles and steps inside, spotting the suitcase. He helps her take off her coat.
Oh, thanks.
She looks around.
Yeah.
Were those your trunks I saw downstairs?
I'm sailing tonight on the Paris.
Johnny.
Alone.
Julia doesn't know?
She wouldn't be interested.
Oh, but...
We've talked for a week. We're farther apart than ever.
She hasn't talked to me.
She looks at the suitcase again.
You still have a lot to do.
Yes.
May I help?
Oh, thanks.
She steps to some clothes.
Where do you want these?
Oh, here. Over here in the suitcase.
He gathers them up and drops them in.
Oh, not like that. Not like that.
She pulls them out. He gathers a couple trunks together as she starts to fold the shirts.
Come in. Oh.
A man steps toward him.
Here's your check, mister.
Thanks. There you are.
While he and another man start moving the trunks, Linda notices a framed photo of Julia on a dresser and picks it up with a smile. In the photo, she gazes to the side over her shoulder. Linda closes the photo. She places it in the suitcase. Johnny lets out the moving men and closes the door. He smiles a little as he watches Linda folding. He picks up Julia's photo from the suitcase, then sets it aside. Linda looks at him sadly.
So you're really going?
Yes, for the first time in my life, I'm going to do what I want to do. And the prospect is at least exciting.
I'll miss you, Johnny.
It's nice to know there's someone who'll miss me.
Oh, Johnny, don't. You know Julia will be unhappy. Not just a little while. Maybe her whole life through. She's never loved anyone but you.
I've never loved anyone but Julia.
Oh, take her with you. Kidnap her if you have to. Well, you can't just go without telling her.
It wouldn't do any good.
But you don't know, Johnny.
But I do.
Oh, quit talking like that. Quit it.
She takes him by the arms.
Johnny, you've got to try, do you hear? You've got to make her see that you're right.
Even if it takes me a couple of hundred years.
But it won't.
She lets go.
Oh, you're right. It would probably take longer than that.
Oh, you're just plain stubborn.
He steps back, and she steps past him to get her coat and purse. She turns back to him and holds out her hand.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Linda.
He shakes it. She goes to the door and opens it.
She's worth a try, Johnny.
She leaves. Johnny turns to the shirts she folded, then goes to them and picks them up. Later at the Seatons.
Oh, stop it. Stop pretending that you don't care. You seem to be taking my little difficulty more seriously than I am.
In a slip and silky robe, Julia walks to her vanity and brushes her hair. Linda follows her.
If you don't want Johnny to sail tonight and make a hash of both your lives, you'd better send him some message down to the boat. Somehow I don't think that's necessary. He's no more sailing tonight than I am.
She crosses the room to a maid.
Hurry.
Linda sits.
This will do, I think. Yes, miss. And I'll wear those crystal necklaces and earrings. You know the ones I mean?
Yes, miss.
Julia goes to a table in the middle of the room and gets a cigarette from a box. As Marie goes to lay out a dress in her bedroom, Julia sits at the vanity. Linda watches her open a drawer, put the cigarette aside, and get out a puff to powder herself.
Julia.
Linda takes the puff and does her back.
Why do you shut me out in the cold like this? I wasn't aware that I was. Johnny and I have had a difference of opinion, and you're siding with him, that's
all. She takes it back.
But he's right. He's right for you as well as for himself. I think that's for me to decide, not Father. Father has nothing to do with it. Oh, no. He happens to agree with me where you don't. We always agreed before. Always. Oh, it's nothing to get in a state about. You've been an immense help, often. But when it comes to determining my future, and the future of the man I'm going to marry...
Your future? What do you want, Julia?
Linda stands.
Just security.
sit back in your feather boa among the worthies of the world. Oh, don't tell me that's what you want.
Julia touches up her lipstick.
For one thing, I don't want to continue this aimless discussion. Well, there's not a poor girl in this city that isn't happier than we are. At least they still want what we've got. They think it's good. If they knew. And I think it's good. Don't tell me that's what you want. That's what I want, and that's all I want. Then it's hopeless. Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Linda goes to doors and opens one. She looks back at her sister.
You're not going to the boat tonight?
No, I'm not.
For one thing, Julia, I understand now why some people throw bombs at other people.
She leaves while Julia keeps primping, holding her cigarette.
Oh, Marie!
Linda wanders into another room. Ned enters as she sits on the arm of a chair, leafing through a magazine.
Like a drink?
No, thanks.
Well, perhaps you don't need one. You're not going to the Dodds reception. You're getting away with a good deal here lately. Success.
He smiles, holding a drink.
Ned, what's to be done about Johnny and Julia?
Why do anything?
He steps around to lean on a table beside her.
You know, most people, including Johnny and yourself, make a big mistake about Julia. They're taken in by her looks. At bottom, she's a very dull girl, and the life she pictures for herself is the life she belongs in.
Oh, you've never hit it off, that's all. Ned, do you remember what we were talking about New Year's Eve?
He nods and pats her hand.
Does it stand out all over me?
Why, Linda?
Nick and Susan, I think they got it.
Anyone who loved you would, Linda.
Oh, that's awful.
She turns away.
I'm so ashamed. I'm not, though.
Come in.
Charles enters.
Mr. Case is in the library.
Well, Miss Judy's in her room.
He asked for you, miss.
Oh. Well, tell him I'll be right down.
Charles withdraws, and Linda looks at Ned.
Are you so sure you want to get over him?
No, I don't. And that's what scares me so. I feel alive, and I love it. Oh, I've got to get over him.
Why?
She stands, and so does he.
Because it seems so hopeless.
Seems? Why, what do you mean?
Don't you know? Then let me tell you something. You're twice as attractive as Julia ever thought of being. You've got twice the looks, twice the mind, and 10 times the courage. You've lived in her shade for years now, and there's nothing to it. Why, you could charm a bird off a tree, if you would. And why not? If you were in her way, she'd ride you down like a rabbit.
Oh, Ned, that's rotten. Knowing the way she loves him, that's rotten.
All right.
She walks to the door. And he follows.
Tell him hello for me, will you?
Hey, come here.
He steps closer to her.
If there's one thing I'll do in my life, it'll be to let the fresh air back into you again. Do you hear me? I'll do it if I have to shoot you.
Boogie, boogie, boogie.
He kisses her nose. She opens the door and leaves. Ned walks away. Linda heads for the library doors. She pauses at them, then goes inside. She stops when she sees Johnny turned away at a record player, then approaches him slowly. He turns and notices her and shuts off the player. They face each other.
I'm glad you're here, Johnny. Why didn't you have yourself announced to Julia straight off?
In a minute.
Do you... I suppose you've decided something or other.
I'm going to stick to my job, if that's what you mean.
I see.
But only for a while. Only for a couple of years, say, and... until I can get her to see what I mean. Well, it's only what Julia asked. After all, a couple of years isn't a lifetime.
No, of course not.
I can see the way they look at it. I could hardly expect them to suddenly do an about-face.
But hang it all, they ought at least to see what I'm getting at.
Perhaps eventually they will.
Well, that's what I'm counting on. Linda, you agree there's only one thing for me to do now.
I don't think it matters a bit what I think.
But it does.
He takes her hand.
You think it's right, don't you? Say you think it's right.
Shall I send for Julian?
Say it first.
Johnny, when two people love each other as much as you do, anything that keeps them apart must be wrong. Will that do? And shall I send for her now?
She breaks away.
Go ahead.
She steps to a telephone and dials. Then waits.
Julia, do you mind coming down for a minute? Well, no, it isn't a telegram. Are you coming, Julia? All right.
She hangs up and returns to Johnny.
She'll be down in a minute.
If she doesn't fall asleep.
Oh, Johnny, don't talk like that. I can't bear to hear your voice do that.
Well, you care more about what happens to me than she does.
What? Why, don't be silly. Maybe I feel things about you that she doesn't because... Well, perhaps it's because I'm not in love with you.
You know how I feel about you, don't you?
I'd be glad to hear.
I like you better than anyone else in the world.
That's very nice, Johnny. Because I like you a good deal, too.
Father enters.
Oh, for the love of heaven.
Well. Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
They shake hands.
I haven't seen you in quite some time. It's a pleasure to see you here again.
It's pleasant to be here.
Thank you.
Father, Johnny came tonight to see Julia.
Well, that doesn't surprise me a great deal, daughter. Not a great deal.
Julia, not you and me.
She goes to him.
Come on, let's us go bye-bye.
They stop when Julia enters.
Linda, what's the idea of... Oh.
Julia, put on a wrap, please. We're going out.
Father, you won't mind if just tonight Johnny and I...
Please, close the door, Julia.
Both Julia and Father go to the doors. And Julia closes them. Father walks to the fireplace and turns.
I have something to say to you both.
Julia and Johnny sit on a sofa.
You insist in placing me in a position that I...
Ned enters.
...don't in the least relish. Come in, Ned.
Reluctant, he finds a place to sit, leaving a door open.
Coming between two young people in love is furthest from my wish or intention. For love, true love, is a very rare and beautiful thing.
Ned tries to leave.
Where are you going?
He stops.
Please sit down.
This time resigned, he does.
And I believe its path, that is to say, the path of true love, contrary to the adage, should run smooth. But in order that it may, I'm a man of 58 years and speak from long experience and observation. It is of paramount importance.
I beg your pardon, sir.
Yes?
Johnny stands.
If Pritchardame still want me, I'll go with them when we come back from our wedding.
Julia stands.
Say about March 1st.
Oh, Johnny.
I'm still not convinced. I still don't believe in it. But it's what Julia wishes, and I'm glad to defer to her wish.
And now, in heaven's name, may they be left alone, or shall we all move over to Madison Square Garden?
You say you're not convinced as yet?
Would you like me to lie to you, sir?
It's enough for me, Father.
Julia said a year or two. I'll go with them for 3 years. I'll work harder than I've ever worked before. I'll do everything I can to make a success of it. The only thing I ask is that if at the end of that time I still feel I want to quit for a while, there won't be any more objection.
Well, I doubt if by that time there'll be reason for any.
We'll have to see about that, sir.
Well, Father?
When is it you wish to be married?
As soon as possible.
Sooner.
Well, we'll have to talk this over.
Julia leans on the sofa where Linda sits and takes her hand.
For 10 days at least. What would you say to 2 weeks from Wednesday?
Well, that would be perfect.
Now, have you made any plans for your wedding trip as yet, may I ask?
We haven't any very definite plans. Mostly France, I expect.
Well, it's always wise to have definite arrangements for a honeymoon. Now, I would suggest that you land at Southampton and proceed straight to London. I'll cable my sister. She and her husband will be very glad to have you stay with them.
Oh, good heavens, Father.
He is Sir Horace Porter, one of the most influential men in British banking circles.
Father, I'm not sure.
Oh, Julie, you could scarcely go abroad and not stop with your Aunt Helen. Besides, it would save hotel expenses.
Linda shares a look with Ned.
Johnny might learn something of British methods. Then I'll cable the Bouviers of Paris. He was expert advisor to the Minister of Finance during the late war. A very good man for you to know. They also will be very glad to entertain you.
Well, I had thought of this as more as a lark than a business trip, sir. Well,
surely there's no harm in combining a little business with pleasure, is there? I've never found there was.
They have a lovely place.
A week in London. A week in Paris.
1 hour in the Louvre.
10 days at Cannes. Ideal. Then you might sail from Genoa, return by the southern route. I'll arrange to have your house ready for you to go into March 1st.
Thanks, dear.
Well, what house is that, Julia?
Oh, Father is lending us the sweetest little place in 64th Street, dear.
I've also decided to turn the cottage at the Poplars over to you for the summers.
Now, there is a sweet little place. Only 15 master's bedrooms.
Linda stifles a smile.
Oh, Father, you shouldn't. You really should not.
No.
Oh, wait till you see it, Johnny.
Now, this is not a deed of gift, you know. Not yet. No, not yet. Perhaps after you've occupied them 4 or 5 years, my hard old heart may soften.
Oh, listen to him. His hard old heart. Did you ever know of anyone so sweet?
Julia, I'm sorry, but I can't stand it.
Linda sits up, and Julia's smile fades.
Would you mind telling me what you mean?
Well, if we begin like this, loaded down with obligations, possessions, responsibilities, well, how would we ever get out from under them? We never would.
Uh-huh.
Well, no, you're very kind, sir, and generous, but it's not for me.
May I ask what is for you?
Well, I don't know yet, but I know it's not that.
We're to understand, then, that you are not returning to work.
That work? For this? No.
But you said...
I'm right back where I was before, Julia. I see now it's got to be a clean break. It's simply got to.
If I remember correctly, a short time ago, a day or so, you intimated that you might follow some occupation.
Well, eventually, yes, but I think I may still be fairly active at 35 or 40.
Oh, I see. Julia, if you marry this young man now, I doubt if he will ever again earn one penny.
Julia.
Father steps away.
If it's important to you, I promise that I'll always earn my own living. And what's more, if there's need of it, I'll always earn yours.
Thanks.
Oh, my dear, we've got to make our own life. It's no good if we don't. There's no other way to live it. Let's forget all about 2 weeks from Wednesday and wedding invitation. Let's go now. Let's be married tonight.
I must decide now, must I?
Please.
And if I say no, not unless you...
Then I'm going tonight. By myself.
Very well, then. You may go. I don't quite see myself with an idler for a husband.
You know, I suppose the fact is, I love feeling free inside even more than I love you, Julia.
Apparently. Or what you call feeling free.
She turns away. And Johnny turns to Father.
Goodbye, sir.
Linda goes to Julia.
I'm sorry we couldn't make a go of it. Thanks for trying. Goodbye, Linda.
He takes her hands.
You've been sweet.
Goodbye, Johnny. So have you. I hope you find what you're looking for.
I hope you do.
You did want someone along with you on the big ride, didn't you?
I did, you know.
Poor boy.
But we'll get there.
Sure, we'll get there.
Linda.
Oh, please do.
They kiss. He pats her hands, then awkwardly turns away.
Goodbye, Ned.
Johnny leaves, and Julia watches him go.
I'll miss that man. He's really gone.
Yes, and in my opinion...
Good riddance, eh? Really gone.
Linda holds her.
Oh, never mind, dear. Never mind. If he loves you, he'll be back. Be back? Be back, did you say?
Julia faces her.
What do you think I am? Do you think all I have to do with my time is to persuade a lightweight like him that there's something to life beside having fun and more fun?
I hope your little experience will teach you.
Oh, that... don't worry about me. I'm all right. Even a little more than all right, I should say.
Narrow squeak, wasn't it?
Linda grabs her arms.
What's the matter with you? You don't love him. You kindly take your hands off of me. Answer me. Do you or do you not? And what's that to you, may I ask? What's it to me? Oh, what's it to me? Answer me. Father, what's the matter with her? You don't, do you? I can see you don't. It's written all over you.
You're relieved he's gone. Relieved.
And suppose I am.
She asked me to suppose she is. Are you? Say it.
I'm so relieved I could sing with it. Is that what you want?
Yes. Sing. Oh, out of my way. I've got work to do.
She grabs something off a table and hurries to Ned.
Wait for me here, Ned. I'll be back in a sec.
Linda, I want to talk to you.
Sorry, Father. I'm going to be busier in the next half hour than I've ever been in my life.
She rushes from the library and down the hall to a maid.
Dear, I'm going to sail tonight on the Paris. And just one suitcase and an overnight bag will do. And, oh, just anything. Nothing dressy. You know what to put in. I want that picture of Mother. The one in the leather frame on my dressing table.
Yes,
you
miss.
Hurry,
yes,
dear,
miss.
Hurry.
She hustles her into an elevator. Outside, Johnny goes to a cab.
Pier 57, North River, the French line. You'll have to hurry. We've only got 20 minutes.
Right, we'll make it.
He climbs in back and William shuts the door. The cab pulls away into the night. Inside.
Hurry, Francis, Marie, stop.
All right.
Servants get cases into the elevator.
You get everything downstairs, Dean, and I won't be a minute. I'll be right back.
In a coat and headscarf, she hurries back to the library.
Maybe.
She gives him an envelope.
My passport.
Will you come with me tonight?
Oh, I couldn't tonight.
Oh, yes, you could. If I can, you can.
Linda, where are you going? Tell me instantly.
On a trip. On a big ride. Oh, what a ride. Do you mind?
Listen, Father, I'd like very much to go with her.
Trip is out of the question now. Please remember that you have a position to fill. You are not an idler. A trip? Where?
You won't?
I can't.
I'll be back for you, Ned.
I'll be here.
Linda, what?
You've no faith in Johnny, have you, Julia? His little dream may fall flat, you think. Yes, so it may. What about it? What if it does, there'll be another? The point is, he does dream. Oh, I've got all the faith in the world in Johnny. Whatever he wants to do is all right with me. If he wants to come back and sell peanuts, oh, how I'll believe in those peanuts. Goodbye, Julia. Goodbye, Father. Bye, Nettie.
She kisses him.
Goodbye, kid. Good luck.
Never you fear. I'll be back for you, my fine buckle.
All right, kid.
And yet you've not said where it is.
You're... I know. And try and stop me, someone. Oh, please, somebody, try and stop me.
She runs out.
Permit it, Linda. I shall...
Permit it. Permit, Linda? Don't make me laugh, Father.
She's going with him, isn't she? Isn't she?
Going to get her Johnny.
A fine chance she's got.
Any bets? Any bets, Julia?
Ned raises his glass.
Linda!
Before he drinks, he notices the painting of his grandfather.
And while we're at it, grandfather!
He drinks. Wait. Linda hustles through the foyer with the servants.
And I packed all the things.
They pack another cab while Linda goes to the driver.
Pier 57 North River, the French line. I've only got 13 minutes. You think you can make it?
13 is me lucky number.
Oh, it's a matter of life and death. And don't you think I'm awfully young to die?
Don't worry, sister. I'll make it. Get in.
Attaboy. Goodbye, dear, your friend.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
She climbs in.
Hurry yourself.
She waves goodbye with a smile, then takes a breath and looks ahead. The end. This described version of Holiday was produced for Movies for the Blind. And that was Holiday. If Linda's on her way to live the life of the real-life woman who inspired her, she has a lot to look forward to. Gertrude Sanford Legendre was the woman Linda was modeled after, a socialite daughter to a very rich and powerful family. Once she got away from the house, she traveled the world as a big game hunter, explorer, and conservation advocate. During World War II, she was a spy for the OSS, was captured by the Germans in France, becoming a prisoner of war for 6 months, then escaped to Switzerland. After the war, she helped a German guard who was kind to her to emigrate to the U.S., also establishing an organization to provide medical help for countries devastated by war. She lived to the age of 97 and once said, "I don't contemplate life. I live it." I'm taking a week off for Christmas, and then I'll tell you about the next film and some plans for the future of the podcast as we approach episode 300, so check back in then. To find out more about the movies, about description, and how to subscribe, go to the blog, moviesfortheblind.com, where you can also find out about this podcast Creative Commons license. We're also happy to be on Stitcher, so feel free to subscribe, share, and say nice things. You can also follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. Make sure you're following updates on Facebook. And subscribe to us on YouTube, where we show you how it's done. The movies are from the Internet Archive, so please support universal access to human knowledge by visiting and donating at archive.org. Thank you for downloading and for listening. Be back in a couple weeks. Take care.